Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 25. Here's the extracted text from the image, Frank, which is now pending in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Georgia. Leo M. Frank makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is dot the defendant above dot named, that he did not know, nor has he ever heard until the end of his dot trial in the above stated case, that A. H. Hensley and Marcellus Johenning had any prejudice or bias against opponent, nor that they, or either of them, has ever said or done anything indicating that they believed in deponent's guilt or had any prejudice or bias against opponent. Sher Gray deposes and states by interrogatories issued under Section 5918 and 5919 of the Code of 1910, as follows. I have examined clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 26, 1913, showing a picture of the jury in the above-stated case, and showing a likeness of juror 8 Hensley. I am personally acquainted with 8 Hensley. I heard A. Hensley discussing the question of whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan between the death of said Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank, charged with the murder of Mary Fagan. In a conversation in Walker and Holmes' insurance office, someone asked Hensley whether he, Hensley, thought Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. Hensley answered in the affirmative. The answer given by Hensley was stated positively and firmly. The conversation lasted about 20 minutes to half an hour. All of us were talking. Hensley asked Mr. Holmes and Mr. Johnson and others. The whole conversation at the time with Hensley was on the proposition as to whether or not Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. This conversation took place before the trial of Frank, and it was in the insurance office of Walker and Holmes. I did hear A.H. Hensley state in Sparta, Georgia, between the time of the death of Mary Fagan and the commencement of the trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. I heard him say he was summoned as a juror in the case conversation already testified about. I am a dealer in livestock. S.M. Johnson deposes and states by interrogatories issued under sections 5918 and 5919 of the Code of 1910 as follows. I have examined clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 26, 1913,